Nolte, like all things woke, Americans reject Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony. By John Nolte on July 25, 2021. The opening ceremony for Tokyo's woke Olympic, a ceremony so depressing even the corporate media complained, hit a 30-year low. Worse still for far-left NBC, the outlet broadcasting the games. Friday's new low blew the previous low straight out of the water. The four-hour telecast, which began at around 6:55 a.m. ET and was also re-aired in primetime across the country, averaged 17 million viewers. Not only was that 35.8% below the Rio Games in 2016, but it was lower than the 21.6 million that tuned in to watch the 1992 Barcelona Games kickoff. That had been the previous low over the last 33 years. So the previous low was 21.6 million. Friday's new low is 17 million. That's quite a drop. Could it be streaming caused this? In other words, were so many people watching online it ate into the broadcast numbers? Nope. NBC says that the streaming audience for the opening ceremony on BCOlympics.com and the NBC Sports app actually increased 76% from 2018 opening ceremony in Pyeongchang and 72% from 2016. It also set a record for the opening ceremony of 311,000 average minute audience. AMA, via BCOlympics.com and NBC Sports app. Perhaps this ratings catastrophe can be attributed to modernity? You know, it's the 21st century, and we're just not that into the Olympics anymore. Nope. The high watermark for an opening ceremony was the London Games in 2012, when more than 40 million tuned into NBC's tape-delayed coverage. Naturally, the fake media will blame everything but what we all know to be true. The fact is that just like the Academy Awards, every other Hollywood award ceremony, the NBA Finals, and all things woke, people want nothing to do with the woke Gestapo. Good heavens, the whole idea behind the Olympic Games, an idea that reaches back to the very beginning of the Games, is for spectators to be inspired by human excellence, by the best of the best, by witnessing human potential achieve the near impossible. Instead, we're getting biological men stealing Olympic slots from deserving women. Crybaby athletes disrespecting the very country that allowed them to achieve their dreams, and the threat of more to come. That's not inspirational, it's oppressive. That's not fun, it's homework. That's not appealing, it's repulsive. Instead of seeing the best in athletes, we see the very worst. Petulance, ingratitude, self-regard, and a sense of entitlement. People who just want to sit back and enjoy the games, but the woke Gestapo won't allow it. Relaxing is impossible when you know that at any moment, some pampered asshole might break the spell with a boorish and narcissistic act of protest. My favorite media excuse for all these ratings crashes, including the Olympics, is the coronavirus. Give me a break. The opposite should be true. The China flu should increase viewership. Television currently has a captive audience, stuck at home looking for any kind of distraction. Still, we're choosing not to tune into the Academy Awards, the NBA Finals, or the Olympics. The ratings for event television should be through the roof. But, instead, ratings are in the basement. Something even more ridiculous is the media blaming the Olympic ratings crash on the one-year delay. On the fact, the China flu postponed the games from 2020 to 2021. In a normal world, a one-year delay would increase anticipation, not diminish it. Normal Americans, and there are many of us, despise this garbage, and we choose not to legitimize the woke Gestapo with our time and eyeballs. And in the end, we're going to win this game of chicken because we have plenty of options to fill our time with. Let the woke Gestapo crash and burn, let them whistle past the graveyard with stupid excuse after stupid excuse. Let them stomp their feet and have their little Nazi tantrums. Decent Americans have better things to do than to be insulted and lectured over our skin color, success, and way of life. Fuck these people. Fuck all of them.